Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your coach, Danielle Shelton. This is the October series. It is October 28th. I've missed like 2 or 3 days. Listen, y'all, I am really, really trying to make this every day. But I, again, am intentional and steadfast in this. So even if I miss a day, I'm going to come back. I gotta finish strong, so y'all hold tight with me to this October prayer series, because God is showing up in amazing ways, and I'm grateful and thankful that He has given me this opportunity and this responsibility to my listeners and to the people to be able to speak life and speak prayers, over the lives of the people that I come in contact with. I do want to say that last night while I was working on ordering books for my daughter, because she, those of you who've been around a while, you know my daughter is a published author, Zoe Shelton, and she published her first book at the age of 6, and she gave me the motivation that I needed to publish my own books. Sidebar, if you're interested in publishing Zoe's book, the name of her book is called Where Is My Watch? It is an educational book, and it is about a mouse who loses his watch during his world travels, and he has lost it somewhere in one of the 7 continents. And I get a lot of people who are like, at 6 years old, what does she know about continents? Like, what? Not knowing that since my daughter was 3, I have a world map up in her room, and I have taught her continents, and I have taught her, you know, this is where these people come from, that, like, I have reinforced. And I really, really, really got into it during COVID. Like, when COVID hit and all the kids were out, I was like, boom, homeschool. So she started learning her, really learning the oceans and the continents and the states. And so it gave her an idea, and she, you know, started writing and yada, yada, yada. Fast forward, she's a published author, and I am really, really grateful for the time I got to spend with her, and to just see how her mind blossomed and flowered. It was beautiful. So that's her book. And then she has a journal for kids, because when she reads at elementary schools, kids always want to know, like, how did you get started? And she was like, Mommy, I want to do a journal for kids so that they can start writing. And then we did the journal. And then a lot of people loved the illustrations in her book. So then we did a coloring book with the illustrations in it. And then she wanted to make the coloring book an activity book. So we did the activity book. So there's a lot going on here for my daughter. And then I am a published author, and I have works. And but one of my most recent works is called The One God Forgot. And it is a prayer journal, and it really is set and geared to help people through healing and wholeness. And that rolls over into my adult coloring book that I started working on actually a couple of months ago. And now it is ready. I'm about ready to publish the adult coloring book, because a lot of people are suffering and looking for healing and wholeness, and they're trying to find it in all sorts of places. But really, healing and wholeness can be found in Jesus Christ. And I just want to share, the prayer with you all that is in the coloring book, because I feel like now is the time to do it, oddly enough. So I'm going to switch screens, and I hope the recording doesn't stop as I switch screens, but I'll know because the timer will stop. But the prayer says, Father God, I trust that you are in control of my life at all times. Calm my spirit, God, and keep me away from the spirit of fear and anxiety. You are the only one who can comfort me. Surround me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Raise me in your victorious right hand. Walk with me through the challenges that I'm going through. Grant me your strength, God, that I may not give up, even if the going gets tough. Help me, God, to focus on you and not on my problems. I know that you, God, are bigger than all of those problems combined. If I put my trust in you, I will not be disappointed. If I wait on you, I will never grow weary. Enable me, God, to have patience and to fully depend on you for strength, that I may soar on wings like eagles. Amen. So that prayer is in the front of my adult coloring book, and it is written with sincerity of heart, and I hope that that prayer touches you and keeps you safe. All right, y'all, that is it. Today is October 28th. I will see you guys tomorrow on October 29th. Have a good day.